6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Oof. Okay, here we go. The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Bubious Bubious Gugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugug once again, it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I like to drink tea. Because I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. Oh. Good tea. Drinking Gaoshan again. Oh. Okay, and so what's happening today? Well, I had kind of a peculiar night. I went to bed a little bit early, but I woke up a couple times. But the good news is I didn't re-aggravate my shoulder or anything, so my shoulder's feeling better than it did. Although it's a little bit sore still. Oh. And we need to go upstairs. I've been watching the weather, and yeah, we got a cold day today. It may have snowed a little bit, and they're saying that more snow is coming. But it didn't snow much. It's just a little bit breezy outside. It's overcast and gray, and it's kind of cold. It is -9°C. Which is kind of annoying, and not the time to be running around outside having fun. So, that's not what we're doing today. Instead, I'm up in the kitchen. I'm up in the kitchen, and we're dealing with craft projects. Here's craft project number one, which is in such a nascent stage that I'm not even going to talk about it. And then we have craft project number two, or perhaps I numbered these wrong, incorrectly, because this craft project is the LEDs in the acrylic jewels little project. So we've got five new red jewels that each have LEDs in them. Some have white LEDs in them, some have red. I think this is a white. We're going to test it now. Yeah, that's a white. We got to keep the white and reds separate so that we don't confuse them in the future. That's a white. I think there was two whites and three reds. So the rest of these should be reds. Oh, definitely red. And the reds are brighter. Yakutu, what about this one? What about, ooh, yes, very red. Very bright. And the last one we got is also red. Okay. I'm going to put these three over here and these two down here like this, and that way I'll know which one's which. And while I'm at it, I'm going to take this opportunity to blow my nose because my nose is starting to go. Yeah. Okay. So I'm kind of sinusy today. And all this talk has attracted my cat. Here's the little Dingins. Hi, baby Dingins. I see you. Better. Yeah, hi. You got any food over there? We got a little bit of food in the kiddie bowl, but I have a feeling we're going to have to add some more. So, open the kitty food bag. Kitty food. Drink it on up. We love the kitty food. And there's a water bowl over here, too, that I'm going to refill. Because if there's one thing my cat loves, it's the delicious, delicious kitty water. So, oh, my neck is kind of, yeah. Actually, my neck is better than it was yesterday. Yesterday was just weird. But I'm doing good now. I'm doing super green. I'm happy. Oy. As long as I don't have to bend over or exert myself too much. Okay. Now, the funny thing is, I just put that water bowl down next to the cat food. Do I have to now walk downstairs with the cat and... Yeah, are you following me, or am I supposed to be following you? Okay, my cat's just being weird. Weird kitty business. Oh, yeah. What was I going to do? We got to go down into the basement now. I'm working on another little craft project that's still in its proof of concept mode. So we need to go down here in the basement. And where are we going to do this? This is probably the best spot right here. We'll go over to my little electronics bench here, and we'll go over here first, and we need to grab some sandpaper. Yeah, here's some 100 that will do nicely. Now, what we've got going on here is a project that has involved some of that paper clay. And now I'm wondering, does it sand? Yeah, it actually kind of does. Zippa, 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 zippa. Oh, it's very nice. Okay, so, is this going to be a solution to treating the surface of this? Yeah, maybe. Is this the best way to go about it, or should I be down on the floor? Move down onto the floor. Oh, here's a tiny little spider. Hello, Mr. Spider. Have a nice day. Yeah, okay, this might be the way to go about doing this. But does this actually do anything? Let's check the surface now. Yeah, okay. A definite maybe. I think this is gonna work. The problem is, where do I do the sanding? Because this is gonna create a lot of dust. And I don't wanna breathe that dust. And Okay, we're gonna put that back there for now. We're gonna put this over here for now. And oh, I should also do some drilling tests. Can I drill? Once this is dry, once this paper clay is dry, can I actually drill it? Will it come apart? That's another thing we're going to have to test, but not today. No, not today. Oh, I've got 85 things lined up in my head. And they're all waiting for either parts or an idea or a solution or... What do you think about that, Pippa? Hi. Hello, you're a good baby. Oh, and that was the other thing. I had a dream. And in the dream, I found something. I'm going to put these back in the oven. In my dream, I found something. And what did you find, Tobe? Well, that's the thing, is I don't remember what it was that I found. But it was the perfect box or case or cabinet to put electronics in. Like, it was like the perfect synth box. It's like, oh, you can take this panel off and then you can just drill holes in it and you can put all the components in the and drop it right back in. That's perfect. And then I woke up and Of course, I didn't own any of these things. Because they don't exist to begin with, do they, Tobe? No. Okay. Here's something weird. I thought, oh, I better check to see what these are. Oh, it's a picture of Robin. And then a couple of other random photographs. Okay, we can put those back. Oh. Right, so here we are. Here we are. What is this? The 11th or 12th day of the new year. And I'm already, I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm already, I don't want to say bored. I'm already looking for something to do. Why is there nothing happening? What are we doing? Why is there no show for me to go to today? I gotta start booking. Some show. Okay, that was Get Into My Heart by Miavi. And I felt like I needed to listen to that because I've been watching an anime for which that is the theme song. And so that's been rolling around in my head for a day or two. So anyway, I was thinking about checking the weather, but I don't think they're talking about my area right now.
relaxing rain there and a little bit of it's sleet. It's snowing. As well. Then we'll change over to rain and then see just a little bit of snow on the backside of the system before that cold air really starts to come
That's
in.
Well
now,
east
I want
of
to take
me.
You into St. Louis. We've actually had some thunder snow here within the last
hour. Thunder snow. Yeah, that's a real thing that we need to be aware of. It's a lot warmer in St. Louis than it is here. That's for damn sure. But it looks like all the snow and ice has missed us. All right, what are they saying? Okay, today, snow showers. High of 17 degrees American. Looks like we could potentially get a few inches of snow, which is a few centimeters. yeah, it looks like from the map that they're showing me on TV, it looks like it's just south and working its way east of where I am, the big storm. But some more is probably coming, and that's fine, because last night I actually went to the grocery store. Is there any tea left? Yeah, there's some left. Ugh. Uh-oh, here comes the cat. What could the cat possibly want? Yeah, I went to the store last night, and I bought a whole bunch of stuff. I bought bread, and I bought ham, and I bought cheese, and I bought some other stuff, a whole bunch of other stuff. Some pasta. And it seems like, yeah, I went there to get like three things, and I thought, well, I'm running low on this. I should get this, too. I bought some graham crackers. Because I was out of graham crackers, and next thing you know, it's $50, and I have a tiny little basket that's only half full. Food prices are killing me. Good tea, though. So delicious. I love drinking tea. Tea is good. Oh, what other important things was I gonna tell you? Yeah, nothing. I've got nothing today. Is it because I was such a slug yesterday? Maybe. Let's check the old notes here. What do I have written down? Yeah, nothing that we haven't already dealt with. Other than this idea right here, that I drew a little rectangle around in my notebook. And it says, pendulum hung from joystick for synth CV. Oh, yeah, what does that mean? Did I just give away $1 million art idea? Yeah, probably. What I was thinking is, hang a joystick upside down from the ceiling. And you got to realize a joystick, a fully proportional joystick, a good one, a good quality joystick, not an old Atari 2600 joystick. A joystick is two potentiometers, one for each axis, right? Well, potentiometers are fun, because that means now we can use them as voltage dividers and do stuff with them. So I was thinking, okay, yeah, give the joystick some voltage through the potentiometers, then hook up some synth. So now you have two parameters on your synthesizer that can be controlled by this joystick, one on the x-axis, one on the y-axis. Then what you do is you tie a piece of string to the joystick, and at the end of the string, close to the floor, you tie a very heavy lead weight, some kind of fishing weight, or if you're into ROHS compliance, use bismuth or whatever. And then you swing this pendulum. You just pull it back a ways and you let it go. Now, as you're perfectly well aware, a pendulum just swings back and forth. But being as this is kind of a big pendulum, it's going to be affected by the rotation of the Earth, which means that no matter what axis you swing that pendulum on, it's going to rotate. meaning you are slowly going to get different control voltages. And as the pendulum winds down, so to speak, these voltages aren't as extreme. This could make for some very interesting generative synth. This is an interesting idea. How much do I want to follow up on this idea? Well, I would have to get a joystick, and I do know where to get one for $10. It's just raw. It's not a it's a joystick assembly. It's not a plug and play thing. It's just parts. It's $10, and it doesn't take any effort to modify it. I mean, you just got to put on some wires, drill some wires, you know, solder some wires, then drill a hole for the wires to come out of. That would be very easy to do. But am I actually going to do it? I don't know. That's why it's sitting here as an idea with a little square drawn around it in a notebook instead of being something that you're actually hearing right now. Where did I find that good joystick? Where was that? Was that my little, that little company that I get all my weird stuff from? I think it might have been. Anyway, so yeah, I should probably look into that. Yeah, another crash ending there, but what do you expect from Toa Tay? Yes, that was the song Butterfly by Toa Tay with Ayumi Tanabe. Yeah, interesting stuff, right? You might be wondering, Tobe, are you trying to single-handedly bring back Shibuya K? Well, no, it's not that I'm trying to bring it back. Are my efforts merely the efforts of, what's the word I'm looking for? Not conservation. I just don't forget that that's out there. That's all I'm saying. Let us all remember that Shibuya K was a thing for a while in a place, and it was pretty great. That song, Butterfly, has always interested me for those weird, jerky, glitchy things that sound like accidents, but they're there on purpose, and they work. They don't fail. I don't know. Anyway, my arm is starting to be weird. Don't stretch like this, Tobe. There you go. Ooh, that's better. Oh, yeah. So anyway, what are we doing? Today's what? Sunday? Yeah. What am I supposed to be doing? Oh, I'm supposed to be doing laundry is what I'm supposed to be doing. I gotta do some laundry. I gotta wash a few things, and at least I don't have to go to the grocery store, and I gotta get ready for tomorrow. Oh, well, what's tomorrow? Well, it's not that I really have anything to do except, you know, go to the open mic. Which reminds me, we should probably check to see if there's any any lineup yet. See if anybody has signed up. See if Spider-Cat has put out the word. I'm sure she has. So let's flip my TV back over into computer monitor mode, which is that button, and then that button, and then this button, and then la la la, now I have computer. Okay, I need the little thingy, and I click on here, and I do Control T, and then I click on this little thing that says Spider-Cat, and then we wait, and we wait, and then we got a thing, and boing. All right, scroll down a little bit, because I can see it. It looks weird what she's talking about. What the hoo-ha-hoo? All right, hey, friends, here's the sign-up and line-up post for open mic at the Shakedown this Monday. Just want to give y'all a head-up. I won't be here next week, so no open mic. Oh, okay. No open mic next week. Comment, send me a message, or show up in person to snag a spot. Walk-ins are first come, first serve, in person only. And from 8 and 8:15, we have Artemis. And then nothing until 9 o'clock, where we have Panasha Joshua. Then Mike White, then Narain, and then nobody, then Scott Johnson at 10. And Christian Dubon at 11. So there's lots of open spots. Do I feel like doing anything? Should I take the baby synth up and my looper? I've been thinking about doing some crappy loop stuff just because it's easy, fills up time, and people don't see any difference between that and the good stuff that I do, so I might as well do the crap that takes no effort because this is the end of the...
This is the end of the line for me.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
The end of the line, yeah.
As I was saying, this is the end of the line. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Beeps. Beep, 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 beep,